Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. If you are just tuning in with us, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and again from 2 to 3. And we are all about the brighter side of life. And I'm so glad that you are waking up on the positive side of life and starting your day in a positive way. In our studio today, obviously, we've got Jennifer Chastain. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Good to see everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And then in our studio, we've got Allison Ross from the Center for Eating Recovery. I'm so glad to have you as our new partner.
Hi.
Welcome.
There. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, we've got Tom Spence here. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well this morning on a Saturday.
Very good. And we've got Jason Bernstein. He is videographing our show here. And we're so excited to have him to be a part of our team, too. And if you need anything done like that for your business or personal, give me a call and I'll set you up with him. So definitely. Again, we have another great show for you today. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, our bodies and really just how we take care of our life in our eating. And so our first guest is going to be Sarah Vance. And her book is The Perfect Metabolism Plan. And then also we're going to talk with Allison Ross about the Center for Eating Recovery. And, you know, it's kind of along the lines of, you know, we were talking about relationship in our first show. But it's really a relationship with our own selves, of really loving ourselves and really learning to accept the, you know, the body that we've been given and how to make it our best. And so I love what we're talking about. Jennifer, talk to us.
Yes, I think especially with young girls and even older women, the being accepting your body for what it is and what you are given and enjoying what you see when you look in the mirror is so important, even if it's not perfect.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about women and girls, but Allison, is there a lot of guys that have that too?
You know, I apologize. I can't hear her voice through this,
so okay.
I don't know what she just said, but if you can fill me in.
Okay. Well, do you agree that there's boys that have a problem with their body and eating, and that's just as bad, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the fastest growing segment, actually, in eating disorders is men and boys.
Really? Mm-hmm. More than women and girls?
We've got older women as a segment that's growing, and boys and men.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. crazy. All right, well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our phone number here, we do everything different than the other shows. So our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number to call. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and Tom's going to tell you a little bit about all of our gifts.
Have some great gifts for you. Let's start off here with Mission Oaks Cafe gift certificate there, $25 Lazy Dog gift certificate, and a $25 Kate and Lace gift card. Along with that, we do have the 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck event that is happening in Thousand Oaks, April 18th and 19th, actually at the Westlake Hyatt Plaza, just outside of Thousand Oaks. California Strawberry Festival also going on, and we have that for May 16th and 17th, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, self-explanatory, all about the music of Buddy Holly. Old Jews Telling Jokes. It's Thursday, March 5th, so that is definitely underway, and it's rolling out to the 15th. So that'll finish up for this weekend, and we have tickets for that. Catch Me If You Can in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center. That's all the way into April, April 5th, and that's presented by the Actors Repertoire Theater of Simi Valley. So those are the gifts that we have, and Caneo Players too, with How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Tom. And all those gifts can be yours, and we want you to call us. We want you to, if you have a, you know, something that we're talking about and you want to know, you know, the numbers of any of my guests here, or we want you to be a part of what we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. So let's start off with giving something away right now. And how about if we start off with a $25 gift certificate to Lures? And that's one of my favorites. I love Lures. They've got lots of locations, and all you have to do is give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number. Let's bring our first guest on, Sarah Vance. And Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Jennifer Justine. Jennifer?
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Okay. And we've got Allison Ross in our studio here, and she is from the Center for Eating Recovery.
Hi there.
And we've got Tom Spence. And, of course, Jason is videoing us. So welcome, Sarah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a nutritionist. I'm a mom of two kids, and I live in Southern California, just north of San Diego, and released my first book, The Perfect Metabolism Plan, this month, and just super excited to get the information out there and help people get back control of their weight.
And now, and you said this is your first and only book?
Yes, my first
book.
Wow,
congratulations. Yeah. I love having people on the first book. Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, you know, why did you write this book?
You know, I wrote it because so many people are working so hard to get healthy. They're doing everything that they've been told. They're counting calories, they're cutting fat, eating less, exercising more, and then they're blaming themselves, you know, when it doesn't work. I've been there too for years. When I was a child, I was overweight and suffered with cravings and all different kinds of other health issues. And the truth is, you know, many of these things that we've been told work just don't. And in fact, they could even be making our metabolism and our overall health worse.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, Allison, do you want to have a comment on this at all? Because this is kind of your forte, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt that the way that we're told to watch our weight and to get healthy so often causes more problems than it actually solves. And, you know, I'll talk a little bit later about how often the way we try to lose weight actually causes a lot of stress and causes a lot of hunger and a lot of cravings. I, like Sarah, struggled with that as well.
And then once something becomes not easy, it's like, throw in the towel, just forget it, I'll start over again tomorrow. And it's almost like a vicious cycle that you get on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Sarah, what is the first step that we should take to fix and reset our metabolism?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think one of the first things we need to do is stop really worrying about looking at it as weight as the main thing we're trying to do. I think, you know, we have to start looking at it as just a lifestyle change and looking at improving our overall health. And what I've done in my book and with clients is it's not just nutrition, but it's 10 keys that we have to kind of get lined up. I kind of look at them like dominoes. If one of these keys fall down, then it eventually just knocks everything out. And, you know, stress was brought up already, and that's one of the 10 keys. And they're all kind of intertwined. So if our stress levels are high, one of the other keys is digestion. Our digestion's not working out because cortisol kind of turns off our digestion because it's busy dealing with, you know, our fight or flight problems. So what I've done is I've come up with these 10 keys, and the first one is probably one that most people are dealing with, and that's imbalanced blood sugar. So we really, you know, once we kind of take each one of these one at a time and get them lined back up, then, you know, it almost becomes effortless to, you know, live a healthy life because our hunger hormones are in balance. You know, it's very holistic when we look at the body holistically and deal with each one of these things.
Well, you know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we've got a full studio here. We're talking with Sarah Vance. We're talking about her book, The Perfect Metabolism Plan. We've got Allison Ross here from Center for Eating Recovery, Jennifer Chastain on the line with us, and Tom Spence and Jason Bernstein in the studio. And we're talking about, you know, it's interesting because I never had a problem before. And now for the life of me, I barely eat. And I don't know if that's the problem, but I barely eat and I still can't lose the weight. So
I think that's the worst kind of weight problem. If you struggled from the time you were young through your whole life, you know how to deal with it better. I think it's when it was never anything you worried about when you were young. And then, as we get older into our 40s, it becomes an issue, and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? What am I doing? Where do I even start?
Right. Sarah, what's your thought on that?
You know, it's so interesting. It's a common thing to have happen, you know, and I think a lot of us just think, oh, I'm 40, you know, I'm doomed. My metabolism's going to slow down. But the thing is, you know, our metabolism isn't just a factor of aging. It's the result of a number of factors. I mean, and it can be cumulative over time. And when we get, you know, like I said, these dominoes, when one of them falls down, then the rest start tumbling, and it becomes a point where we're like, okay, we've got to get these things lined up one at a time, whether it's, you know, breaking up with sugar, fixing your fats, healing your gut. A lot of times it could be food intolerances that have cropped up in the last couple of years, or, you know, the body's not detoxifying itself properly. So each one of these things are things we work through in the book, you know, and it's things that, you know, we may not normally think about when we're dieting, like simple things like hydration. You know, I know it's easy to kind of forget to stay hydrated throughout the day. That's just such a simple thing we can start our day with. It's a, you know, big glass of water and keep that going throughout the day. And another thing that a lot of people are thinking is, oh, I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to work out really hard for an hour. And really the better thing to do is to exercise smarter. So shorter bursts of cardio, kind of, you know, relaxation kind of things like walking and yoga. Because what happens when we were working out doing cardio for an hour, that raises our stress hormone, our cortisol. And again, there's that cascade of problems that come from that, from our blood sugar being imbalanced, our insulin being out of whack, our digestion not working, our cholesterol, you know, so it's these dominoes. And once we understand what these are, it's not just counting calories. It's not just, you know, it's understanding every single one of these factors and getting them fixed. Then things can come into balance.
Sarah, are you a nutritionist?
Yes,
I am a nutritionist.
Okay. And so do you see that, you know, when you get a little older, is that the problem, or is it problem all the way through, you know, your life? Like I know, like what we were talking about, Jennifer, is if you've had a problem from young, then you kind of, it's kind of like been your life struggle, you know? But when you haven't, and all of a sudden, you know, your arms change, there's things that change. And, you know, how do you deal with that?
Well, without a doubt, I mean, as, you know, things change throughout our lives. I mean, our hormones change. But just because, you know, the metabolism slows down doesn't mean we can't get control of it again. And I think it's just understanding those factors that we need to get lined back up. And, you know, I think the more of those things that are down, I mean, if your stress is out of control, if you've got these food intolerances, if you've got, you know, 10 of these keys out of whack, it's going to take a little bit longer to get them lined back up. But it's amazing. I mean, just even doing one thing, just getting control of the blood sugar can just be life-changing for so many people.
So, you know what, let's do this. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, can we talk about what's the first thing that we can do that? And then also I want to talk about the top five, you know, metabolism bursting foods that we
absolutely
can really eat.
Okay, sort of great. To start us off with.
Okay, awesome. Stay with us. Again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give something away before we go on our break. And how about Buddy Holly? The Buddy Holly story. That is going to be playing from 3:12 to 3:15. We've got tickets for you. Give us a call at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. And as if you were listening to our commercials right there, I'd love to give away a couple thermal imaging. Actually, you do your face, and everything pretty much from what MJ's talking about is either your digestive system or your dental. And Jennifer, you always mention this.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can see with non-invasive scan of your face, what's going on in your mouth and in your stomach and digestion that can really help with weight loss or just being healthier.
Yeah. So what I'd love to do is give away, let's do two of them right now. So 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number to call in. And MJ is in Westlake. She'd love to take care of you and, you know, get it taken before there is a problem. So, again, that's thermal imaging. And, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer Chastain is on my line with me. And we've got Allison Ross here and, of course, Tom Spence. And I'm Kim, your host, and we're talking with Sarah Vance, and we're talking about the perfect metabolism plan. And so what is it? You know, we were talking about that we would come back and talk about what's our first step. But not only that, what are the top five metabolic. I know, yeah, exactly. Metabolism, busting foods.
The tongue twister for sure. Yeah. You know, there's a number of them. I would say number one, without a doubt, is soda, and you know, both I'm talking diet and regular. You know, the regular soda is a massive hit of fructose, and the high fructose corn syrup, it's really hard on our liver. We're finding that 1 out of 10 children has fatty liver disease, and that's not even the overweight children.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of that is because of the sodas. So it's really that. When your liver's not working well, it's not detoxifying your body. You know, it's messing with our insulin, so our blood sugar's out of control. And there's a lot of evidence to say, I used to be a diet drinker a number of years ago. I mean, I remember in college drinking those massive, you know, 42-ounce ones.
Big gulps of 7-Eleven.
You know, so many of us thought,
oh, God, that took me back, yeah.
Yeah, we thought, oh, well, of course, there's no calories, but there's a lot of evidence to show that it's really messing with our metabolism and our blood sugar as well. So I'd say if you're doing the sodas, find an alternative, you know, sparkling water, tea with lemon, you know, I love kombuchas. Those are probiotic kind of fizzy drinks.
What was that?
Kombucha.
Oh, kombucha.
You know what's funny? I'm drinking Kavita right now, which is a kombucha, and it's you really have to shop around to find something to replace that diet soda. But once you do, it feels so much better. It really does. And there's so many things on the market today.
And Sarah, I think too, you know, when you talk about the sodas and some of the impact that they have, they have substances in them that are addictive. So even though we're choosing something that is diet, we've got these excitochemicals in a lot of those diet drinks that just really turn our brain on and cause us to crave more. So they actually tend to spike appetite.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Better.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what would be number three?
So that would be number one. I'd just put that in one.
Oh,
and then I'd
okay.
say anything with trans fats, so things like margarine, you know, the pie dough that you roll out or the canned frosting that, you know, those powdered coffee creamers, if you have trans fats in anything, that's really, you know, something to avoid. Those are really damaging to the metabolism and the overall health.
And to not overwhelm people, we're saying these are things we should avoid having, but not forever. If you're at a birthday party, you could enjoy one piece of cake, but you don't need to eat it every day.
Right,
I think when we put out those every day and never eat that again, it becomes overwhelming and it's hard to manage that.
Okay,
yeah,
wait.
You know,
I don't know. Okay, they're both not very loud. Sarah, are you agreeing with that? Allison, are you agreeing with that?
I don't know. I mean, I think trans fats are something that really, you know,
we need
to put a hard line on the ground.
You hear a lot about that nowadays. Really, like, if you could kind of take that out of your diet altogether.
Yeah. The cool thing is there's alternatives. There are healthier alternatives. There's something, you know, we don't have to give something up, you know, completely that we can, you know, a lot of times when we're making these things from scratch, we're avoiding the trans fats. You know, when we're buying the convenience foods that are, you know, trans fats are put into products because they make them more stable, they make they last on the shelf longer.
You know,
and so we could make a homemade cake and frosting, I mean, you know, with your own recipe that doesn't have that in it. So I would say, you
forget
know, that's
it.
One thing that I would try, you know, I mean,
yeah,
once a year, I think, you know, you're fine, but.
Okay. So what's the next one?
Well, this is, you know, whole grains, like whole wheat. You know, for some people, this is becoming an increasing problem. There's a lot of evidence to show that you know, we think we're being healthier, you know, eating all of this whole grain bread. And there's a lot of research that shows that it spikes our blood sugar as higher than candy bars. And there's some very addictive qualities in wheat, and many of us are reacting to those proteins. And it's not clear if it's the gluten or if it's the wheat itself or even what they're doing to the wheat. There's a lot of evidence that's coming out now that they're dousing wheat in order to harvest it with pesticides that basically kill the wheat and make it drier and easier to process. So if you are a person that feels as though that wheat has a place in your diet, I recommend 100% going with organic, because otherwise you're likely to have
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be don't eat white. Mm-hmm. So then everybody would eat whole wheat, right?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's really hard to get this down.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I say, yeah.
And it's also hard to break habits and to break our psychological or emotional or physical dependence on the foods that we might really know don't work well for our bodies. You know,
well,
a lot of times we need help to break the dependence on it.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing about gluten and wheat is, you know, like, for example, myself, I was tested about 10 years ago, had some symptoms, and they found out, okay, well, you don't have celiac disease. Continue eating wheat, you know, and I continued. And a number of years later, well, you know, it's still going on. There's this thing called gluten intolerance. Let me just try taking it out of my diet. And the thing was, is, you know, I was eating cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, pretzels for snacks, pasta for dinner. And so, you know, a lot of us were doing those kinds of things, and it does take a shift. And you have to give yourself time, and you have to do some research and figure out what are some alternatives. So, you know, smoothies instead of cereal, or salads and soups instead of, you know, and it does. It's a very big adjustment, because it's one of those things that is,
it's hard on our bodies, and definitely.
So what kind of bread would you recommend? Because we all sometimes need to the convenience of a sandwich. What would be a good brand of bread to purchase?
That's a good question. You know, I occasionally will have a sandwich. You know, I agree with you. Sometimes I like to have a sandwich, and I choose like a gluten-free bread. I really like a brand called Canyon Bakehouse. I find it to be one of the better ones. But I don't do it regularly, again, because I try, you know, to find alternatives. There are some paleo breads, I think, that, you know, people like. There's lots of recipes online. There's a cookbook called Against All Grain, and she's got some nice recipes in there. Some people find that they also do better with sourdough bread, organic sourdough bread, because it is cultured, it's fermented, and so.
Oh, see, that's so interesting.
Oh,
okay. Those are really.
That's an easy bread to digest and to pass along on sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for if you were the one that can't have those seeds, right?
Sourdough doesn't have seeds.
Oh, that's right. No, sourdough doesn't.
That's poppy seed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
You know, I would look for a reputable brand that just doesn't add added gluten. There's a lot, you know, just read the labels, look for the shorter ingredient list, look for, you know, the actual sourdough culture in there. And,
great.
And I think it just takes a little exploration, you know. You have to kind of just.
Yeah, checking out the labels make a huge difference in what we eat. And, you know, what did they always say? Is if you don't understand it, don't eat it,
don't
right?
Eat it.
You know? Yeah. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Sarah Vance right now. We're talking about the perfect metabolism plan. And sometimes it's like, do you have to just kind of get it going again, right? I mean, sometimes we're tired. We it's like, I don't know. How is that? What's the last couple, you know, foods that can help us?
So another, you know, thing that can, and I think everyone can just do this, and especially kids nowadays, is just limiting the processed foods. You know, the flavor blasted this, and you know, the foods that have, like we were saying earlier, the long list of ingredients that you don't even know what they are. I do a lot of kids' classes, and one of the things I do with kids is I play this game called Science Experiment or Food, where I'll have all these bags of food, and they can't tell what's in, so they're in, like, you know, brown bags, and I'll have just the ingredients on the outside. And I'm like, okay, guys, is this a science experiment or food? Just looking at the ingredients. And you'd be amazed.
Really?
At how many kids think foods that they eat regularly are science experiments. And so I think, you know, just looking at our food in that way, you know, one of the chapters in my book is about toxins. And when we eat a lot of toxins, our body is, you know, we're designed to release these toxins through all these wonderful channels in our body. But if we're overwhelming it, what happens is our body starts to store them in our fat. And so that is a way that highly toxic diets can lead to increased fat storage. We even have certain types of toxins that are called obesogens, like MSG is what's called an obesogen. It basically tells the body to store fat. So, Yeah. So getting these toxins and these toxic foods out of our diet not only will make us just feel so much better, but it really can help the body to start to release some of this toxic fat.
Tom?
Yeah, there's two things that happened to me when I was relatively young, probably late teens. I was over at my parents' house, and my mom, making dinner, and I was eating the peas that she had, and I said, "Oh, Mom, wherever you bought these peas, they're horrible. Don't buy them again." My dad looked at me and said, "They came out of the garden."
Really?
So when I realized I was getting way too used to the garbage that you had.
Or the sweet that they put in, the real flavor
I was supposed to be getting.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And then the other time I was eating yogurt because I wanted to be healthy. And a Vic Tanney, who used to own a bunch of gyms, said, "You're eating the wrong yogurt." And I said, "What do you mean I'm eating the wrong yogurt?" And he goes, "Look at the ingredients."
Yeah.
So I got the right yogurt, and it was god-awful paste ick. So I'm eating this stuff, and I just kept eating it because it was what I was supposed to eat. So a couple of months later, somebody said, "Here, I have a yogurt." They tossed it to me, and it was the old yogurt I used to eat, and it was like eating
sugar
jelly out of a jar.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's what you train your body into and your taste buds out of.
And you want to know, like on that line there, my husband and I have like one of our cappuccinos that we have every morning, and we used to put sugar in it and, you know, this whole thing, and then we stopped off sugar. And so, I guess it has like a little bit in there. And now that we haven't had it, we're like, oh my God, can you imagine we actually used to put sugar in this?
And you know why they don't put more sugar in Coca-Cola?
Why?
Because if they put in one more teaspoon, it would lose its liquidity and it would go solid and chip.
No way.
That's the
really?
Only reason they don't put more. A local doctor of a very high note.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's the only reason they don't try to make it sweeter. They're afraid it'll lose solution and it'll become a solid.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Wow.
Well, again, you know what? These are all amazing things. So, you know, we're almost at the end of your interview right now. Tell us, what's the most thing that we can do that can really help us?
Well, I have a rule of three for eating, and this is something that's going to help people to get their blood sugar kind of more level. When our blood sugar is on this, I call it a sugar roller coaster. And that basically the rule is every time you sit down and eat anything, whether it's a snack, a meal, you should always at least have one or more of the following three things. Protein. Protein is something that levels out your blood sugar. It keeps you satisfied longer. Fiber is another thing that's going to help to keep you leveled off and more satisfied. And the third is probably one of the most important, and it's healthy fat. I think, you know, what I find kind of unequivocally is most people, especially if they are, you know, dealing with sugar highs and lows and energy highs and lows, is they're not getting enough healthy fat. And, you know, when I say healthy fat, I mean things like coconut oil and avocados. Avocados are like one of nature's perfect foods. I always say eat an avocado a day as opposed to an apple a day because you're getting the fiber of an apple, but you're getting all that healthy fat. And that healthy fat turns off your hunger hormones. It gets them back into balance. The thing is when our insulin levels and our leptin and ghrelin, these are all hormones that drive our blood sugar and hunger. When those get leveled out, we're not as hungry anymore. It's like not only, you know, so really leveling those out with the healthy fats, the fiber and the protein. And if you do that every single time you eat over a week or so, you're just going to be less hungry. You're going to be more balanced. And you're going to be craving less sugar.
I love it. Sarah Vance, the perfect metabolism. Thought I'm going to do it again.
Metabolic.
Yeah. Metabolism plan. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon.com. And I also, on my website, rebalancedlife.com, I have a free ebook that people can download. It's got 40 pages in it, 10 superfoods, 15 recipes. So they can come over there and get that free gift for me, too.
There you go. And I'd love to have you back. Thank you so much for being here, a guest, and good luck with your book.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Allison Ross. And she's the owner of the Center for Eating Recovery. And we're going to find out a little bit how she became into this this whole thing right there, but also why, kind of like it just leading into how, why diets actually fail so often. So stay with us. Again, I'd love to give something away right now. And how about a $25 Yard House gift certificate? And another great place right here and all over. They're all over the place. But again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back. Jennifer, you there?
Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for being here and starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and we have Allison Ross here from Center for Eating Recovery, and we're really talking about, you know, our transportation in life. That's our body, and how, you know, we come to love it and how we need to honor it. And so I'm so glad that you are part of our show and joining us here. And
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to this work.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm Allison Ross. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and I specialize in eating and body image. And I started the Center for Eating Recovery in Agoura Hills, California. And we have sort of a unique specialty there. We actually treat people who struggle with yo-yo dieting, emotional overeating, and food addiction. So we offer groups and workshops that help them to release their minds from the craving state and break the dependence, the emotional dependence on food, so that they can feel more comfortable and peaceful around food, and so that they can make healthier choices. You know, Sarah had some, in the earlier segment, had some really important information about how to restart our metabolism. And we hear a lot of information about how to eat. We get tons of food advice, and a lot of it's really good advice. But the problem is we may not be able to put it actually into action if our minds are in a craving state. Mm. You know, I came to this work because when I healed my relationship with food and my body, I was a Weight Watcher, yo-yo dieter for a long time. And when I was, I struggled with a lot of the really bad symptoms that people don't realize are caused by weight watching. But I struggled with a lot of the really bad symptoms that my clients come to me with. So I had this...
What are some of them? And like, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the sense of overwhelming hunger and food cravings, thinking about food all the time.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I am one of those people, if I say I'm going to be on a diet or I even say the word diet, I'm hungry.
Right, absolutely. Right. I mean, that's the psychological aspect of it, right? And that's so much of what we deal with is as soon as you're told no, what do you want to do? You want it more, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Exactly.
But, you know, I dealt with overwhelming hunger, you know, a constant obsession with food, feeling my weight was fluctuating, but in a higher weight range than it ever had been at before. I was at much higher weights as a Weight Watcher than I am now.
Yeah,
but I don't diet
anymore.
You're
very thin and very, okay.
And I, you know, a weight stuckness. People come to me all the time with, I can't lose weight the way I used to. I'm trying. I'm doing what I used to
do. I'm right there. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So what we do at the center is we help them to release their minds from that state of craving again so that they can feel more comfortable around food. You know, I really relate to my clients, and that's part of, you know, why I love the work that I do so much is because I was there. I feel the pain. You know, when I used to be a weight, well, a couple of years ago, I was at the beach with my kids, and I was watching them engage in this sort of playful taunt with the ocean, and I came up with this metaphor for what my hunger felt like when I was a Weight Watcher. So, you know, we're on the beach, and as the tide is receding, my kids go running down to the water, and they pick up sand and rocks, and they start hurling it into the receding tide and saying, "You can't get me, you can't get me." But of course, inevitably, the tide turns, and the waves start to build, and they start crashing back towards my kids. And as soon as my kids see them coming, they start shrieking and yelling and running the other way, you know, sort of realizing how big the ocean is in relation to them. And the way that they felt about the ocean is really the way when I was a Weight Watcher that I felt about my hunger. You know, so I'd wake up and I'd have this plan for how I was going to lose weight. Maybe I was going to cut out sugar. Maybe I wasn't going to eat till dinner. Maybe I was going to go on a new food plan or whatever. And I'd feel really emboldened by that plan. And it was as though I was standing at the receding tide of my hunger and picking up sand and rocks and throwing it in and going, "You can't get me. I'll be thin. I'm going to do it this time." You know, but inevitably the tide would turn and the waves of hunger would start to build and they'd start crashing over me. And I would start to feel so incredibly hungry. And of course, I would blow my best intentions and I would feel so angry at myself. You know, I really felt like my hunger was so big and I was probably the only one that suffered from that. And it felt very unfair. But you know, what I understand now that I'm no longer a Weight Watcher is that my natural hunger wasn't big at all. The issue, what created such overwhelming hunger for me, was actually the way that I went about weight watching. So I did things that tons of Weight Watchers do to try to lose weight that actually were paradoxically making me hungrier. So I treated myself in a pretty abusive way, in a way that I would never treat a beloved friend or a child in my care. So for example, I would do things like, you know, I would attach to an arbitrary weight or size and say, you know, this is the weight I want to be. And so if I just work hard enough, I should be able to be that weight. Don't we all kind of do that? It's this really, it's this myth that we can just choose our weight and size. And if we work hard enough, we'll get there. So I'd attach to this arbitrary weight. Then I'd start pushing my body far and fast toward that weight. I'd be denying my hunger. I mean, think about this. If you had a child in your care, would you ever do that to them?
No.
Would you ever say to them, you know, "You're the wrong weight and I'm denying your hunger until you get there"? No, we would. I mean, I hope we wouldn't. And I have met parents who do, who have trouble themselves. But I would hope we wouldn't do that because it's abusive. The problem is, as Weight Watchers, we do it to ourselves all the time. We rage at ourselves for wanting cake. We tug at our sides to see if we're fat. We put ourselves on the scale to see if we're worth anything. We deny ourselves opportunities until we reach our weight goals. We tell ourselves we're lazy, we're disgusting, we're fat. And here's the paradox of all of that abusive behavior that we engage in because we think it's going to get us to lose weight, is that it actually makes us hungrier. Because what it does is it creates physical and emotional, even spiritual deficits in the body. So when you think about it, when you deny your hunger on a regular basis, which dieters do all the time, your body isn't getting what it needs when it needs it. And so your body starts to go into these nutritional and energetic deficits. If you say horrible things to yourself on a regular basis, if you beat yourself up in
your
head.
That's that negative talk that we
that
all do.
Negative self-talk that we all do when we're trying so hard to lose weight. Call ourselves fat, lazy, disgusting because we think that that will stop us from eating the food. Well, it doesn't. It actually creates a deficit in self-worth. And so when we have those physical and those emotional deficits, what happens is that the body starts to get stressed. And when the body gets stressed, it fights back to try to defend itself. And you know what the tool is that the body uses to fight back whenever there's a nutritional or emotional deficit?
Please tell us.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, I know. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. This is exciting. I love what you're going, where you're going with this. Kind of a whole new way of looking at it. I'm so glad that you are, you know, joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, you are tuning in to the Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Allison Ross. Her business is Center for Eating Recovery, and that's what you do. I mean, you could tell, you could feel your passion, and I love that. We've got Jennifer Chastain with us here, Tom Spence, we've got Jason in the studio. Allison, what is it?
So what the tool that the body uses to fight back when there are nutritional, emotional, spiritual deficits, it's hunger. This is a phenomenon I call the hungry hormonal storm, and it happens to pretty much all Weight Watchers who weight watch in the way that I've described. Their bodies fight back by actually increasing hunger, slowing metabolism, and actually desensitize, making it difficult for the person to notice that they're full. It's actually a survival response. This is what when the body is stressed, when it perceives a threat, like say a famine, a problem in the food source, an attacker, it starts to puff itself up, so to speak, with fuel so that it can fight that threat and so that it can survive. So, you know, the dieter knows the point. When I talk about the hungry hormonal storm to the dieters that come in to be healed, you know, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They know that point where they did so well on their diet for so long, and then all of a sudden they were so hungry and they blew it and they're not losing weight anymore. And they can eat a lot of food and not even feel like they're full.
Oh, I get that. I get mm-hmm. that a lot. Jennifer, what's your thought?
Yes, well, everything, so much of what we do in life is around eating. It's hard. It's a very hard thing to manage.
It's a social. It's mm-hmm. you know, I mean, even at business, you go to lunches, you want to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we solve this?
Well, you know, there are ways to get healthy. And certainly at the center, you know, we teach, if the problem that the Weight Watcher has that causes the food addiction and causes the overwhelming hunger is the fact that they are interacting with themselves in a way that's creating energetic deficits and physical deficits and therefore more hunger, then the opposite is to help them to become attuned. And this is what I did, and this is what solved all of the problems that I was experiencing as a Weight Watcher, is that we become attuned to ourselves, that we become attuned to our bodies, that we learn how to actually listen to our stomachs and listen to our hearts. You know, our bodies have an innate weight regulating system. They don't want to be overweight. They don't want to be underweight. They're actually talking to us all the time about what it is they need. Now, if we can tune in and connect, we can actually tap into our innate weight regulating system and start, and our body will go to its right place and will be released from that craving state. You know, Dr. Tracy Teichle at Ohio State University studied this. She studied intuitive eaters versus non-intuitive eaters like Weight Watchers. You know, intuitive eaters eat based on their physiological cues that their bodies are giving them. Non-intuitive eaters eat more like Weight Watchers. They eat based on the clock or the diet plan or emotional state or when everybody else is.
So what you're saying right now is basically when we're hungry and we get that feeling, that's the time to eat. What our
Absolutely.
Bodies are telling us, almost like when we hurt or we have a headache or when we, you know, so we're listening to our bodies, correct?
Yes, that's one of the areas, one of the three major areas that I work with dieters in is to sensitize them to the signals of their bodies. Dr. Tracy Teichle found that intuitive eaters actually are at lower weights than Weight Watchers, that they actually
have. I've heard that you should go to bed at night with a little bit of a hunger feeling so that you learn to know when your body is actually hungry.
What's your thought that on that?
You're saying that you should. So I wouldn't go to bed with a little bit of hunger in my stomach, because that would be like if I had a child that was a little bit hungry before bed, I wouldn't put them to bed hungry. I would listen to their hunger just as I would listen to my own hunger, and I would feed it. Now, if you're talking about that as a strategy to maybe get to know your...
Yes, to get to know that when you really are hungry.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, in the morning. Wait until you're hungry before you eat breakfast might be a good strategy.
I'm hungry right now talking about this, you know. But you know what? I mean, that's seriously, you do, you know, but I'm talking about, or you mentioned the hungry that never ends.
Yeah, the hungry that never ends is more of a chronic, you know, it's that chronic craving state that our brain goes into when the hungry hormonal storm has been set off, probably possibly from going on lots of diets and being really out of tune with our bodies and with our hearts and our stomachs, you know. But when we have that overwhelming hunger, it's not just because we're misattuned to our stomach, it's also because we're misattuned to our heart. You know, Janine Roth is one of my favorite artists that, I'm sorry, one of my favorite writers who talks about this. And one of the things she talks about is that there is this really important language that's being spoken behind our food cravings. And one of the other areas that I work with my dieters in is to help them to sort of understand that sometimes when they're hungry, it's not really hunger. Sometimes that hungry feeling isn't really coming from your stomach, and it's not your stomach saying any food. It's your heart saying, there's something that I'm missing. Maybe I'm bored. Maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm insecure. There's something that I need. So I help dieters to be able to differentiate from the hunger that's in their stomach and the hunger that's in their heart, and to develop tools for how we take care of the hunger in our heart separately without using food. You know, we also have to really work on that mindset that I talked about earlier, that bully in the Weight Watcher's head that is constantly sending shockwaves of stress through the body and creating more hunger by calling the person too fat, too hungry, too this, too that. So I work a lot in you know, challenging that bully in the head and turning it into a part of the psyche that can actually value us as it would
Elson, I want to ask you, have an 8-week course.
Right? I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So in the 8-week course, we help anybody who is struggling with feeling out of control with hunger or with food to release their minds from that craving state so that they can feel more comfortable around food. We work with them in three areas, the area called intuitive nutrition, which is getting in touch with what their physical bodies need, the area of emotional feeding, which is getting in touch with what their heart needs and developing tools to take care of that heart hunger, and also in right mindset, to challenge that mindset that's gotten them in trouble in the first place, to create a peaceful inner self, a satisfied inner self.
Jennifer, is this awesome?
I think this is amazing. I think you have to get to those lower levels, you know, get deep into it to figure out why you're overeating.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I love
it's always
that
serving a purpose.
This is such a different voice. This is such a different voice. It's almost like honoring our bodies instead of, you know, kind of like whacking us because we're hungry, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And honoring, you know, the path that we're on, because a lot of times when we're weight watching or when we're overeating, we're not even realizing what some of our basic needs and our right path in life really
is. Elson, obviously you are part of our show. You're going to be back. But one, give us a tip, and then I want to let all my listeners know where they can find you.
Absolutely. So a tip would be that the next time that you feel hungry, that you just take a moment, put a hand on your stomach and a hand on your heart, and see if you can sort of feel the message that's coming through your stomach and your heart, and see if you can honor that.
Wow, that's a great tip. Where do we find you, and how do my listeners sign up with you?
Absolutely. So you can check out my website at centerforeatingrecovery.com. Right now we're giving $100 off for any listeners of this show if they want to take the 8-week course. We also do have monthly workshops that you can read about on the site. You can also call me directly at 818-836-4600.
Wow. Elson, I'm so glad that you are here with us. And
thank you again
for all my listeners out there. What a great show. I mean, this was thank you so much, Jennifer, also for being here.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to
hear some more about this.
I know. No, it's really a different voice, and I love that. Okay. Again, we are at the end of our show. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We're going to be talking with Lash Ferry from Distinctive Assets, and also Motion Shafiq and Laura Berman. So join me there again right here from 2 to 3. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. So, again, thank you so much for being here and starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.